There you go. Tim Lomax is here this morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Scott?
Good. How'd you get this job? I mean, you know, you're the point man on when everybody's angry about parking the go. Oh, wait, talk to Lomax. He'll take care of it for you, right?
The chancellor voluntold us that we were going to work on this project, and I actually wanted this job. I've been, you know, this is my 40th football season, and I feel like something I could give back to the community.
Okay, and you see, and that's it. And I've done about that many too. You know, I used to have this secret way where I would go and leave, and now you've messed it up for everybody. You know, if some folks didn't know, but it's because obviously we've got a bigger football stadium than we've ever had. Got a lot of people coming here for the first time, and just the fact that you have to move people. As you started to put this plan together, what were the most important things that you had to do to put a template together on this?
Really, we started looking at last football season, where are the choke points, where are the bottlenecks, where are we having problems last year, starting to think about where the problems are going to be this year with the, you know, trying to unload the fourth largest downtown in the state. and then reaching out to a ton of partners. You know, TTI doesn't do anything, but there's a whole bunch of people that have been at this a really long time. So I met with a whole bunch of people that have been experienced at this and tried to figure out what they were seeing, what they were hearing, what they thought. So it's a transportation plan, but it's also a ton of communication as well.
Now, of course, there are two elements. There are people who are walking, and there are people who are riding. And I guess you try to keep them as separate as possible. Is that part of the deal?
That's one of the things that we thought we could bring is a little bit more focus on safety and making sure that we did safety and congestion relief at the same time. You know, if you don't have people walking across traffic flows, everybody's going to have a better time. You know, over the first two games, we've sort of learned some things about how the fan base wants to go and some of the things we can help them change, and some of the things are going to take a little bit longer.
But you're asking them to also make some changes, and
absolutely.
I think people need to understand that and kind of the reason. And people are going, okay, why am I having to walk this way when I go under Welborn Road? So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so that one, you know, huge challenge. I think if anybody was trying to build a garage that would unload after a football game, you wouldn't have two of the four driveways cross the biggest pedestrian stream you've got in town. So it clearly wasn't designed for game day operations. So we thought that let's turn people around the south side of the garage. We can handle the cars coming out of the garage as well as the people. We picked up all the cars that were parked on the first row of parking in that parking lot. We took away a bunch of the trip hazards. We've actually made a pretty nice pretty nice walking area, and we can handle cars coming out of there as well. We knew that was a long way around for some people, especially the folks in that parking lot just on the north side of Kimbrough, so we built them a bus route.
Mm-hmm.
You can get on a bus at Kane Park and carry you 200 yards across the railroad tracks and Welborn Road, drop you at the south end, and then that bus route goes around and stops at the north end. So we thought we were kind of doing it both ways. People didn't necessarily like that.
Well, and again, because people get their information from so many different places, they may not have known until you just said this. There's somebody out there who went, well, hell, I had to walk that for two times. I didn't even know I had a bus there. So, again, I know it's an ongoing thing.
Absolutely.
Now, somewhere secretly, as y'all sat down to meet with this, you said, hey, we got a few weeks. We don't have to worry about it until Thanksgiving when we got to play LSU.
Oh, no.
But we got a surprise because we're going to be all full up this weekend, and you get a great test.
Well, we were planning on Lamar.
You?
I said, you know what? We don't have practice. We're going to have 106,000 people in that stadium. Mm-hmm. We had 104, 105.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's, you know, think about Alabama last year. There were a bunch of tailgaters on campus, but there were 90,000 people inside the stadium. So we just jumped 15,000 and we're only playing Lamar.
Well, the good thing about Lamar was that game was decided, so you could diffuse the traffic a little bit.
Post-game, we haven't had the kind of crush load that we think we're going to see for this game.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's,
you know, the other thing, you get an 8 o'clock game, there aren't a lot of people that want to hang around a tailgate for a really long time at 12:30
in
the morning.
They're going to be ready to get home.
So rather than, you know, again, Alabama or Auburn last year are comparison games, a lot of people wanted to hang around, and so we didn't see the really crush load that –
Well, and then another thing that you don't have any control over, and we haven't had to worry about this yet. I mean, it delayed the game, but at least we don't end the game in a driving rain and you're having to send people out on the roads that way. Yeah.
Let the record show I'm knocking on my wood.
Hoping that doesn't happen.
I think we're so concerned about that Transportation Services is planning on not parking some people in some grassy areas.
Yeah.
We've expanded the bus routes to serve some other parking lots that we haven't. To try to make sure that, we can park. I think we can park everybody who wants to come and park. We've got a shuttle bus from the mall that'll bring you to campus if you don't want to do that. Obviously, a lot of folks walk and bicycle in, too.
Sure. Tim Lomax joining us this morning. Obviously, our medium is not the best medium for this. This is a visual situation. That's why we're kind of just talking through some things. But there are some visual aids that people can use. What do they need to do to see how? Because you've tweaked a few things.
Absolutely.
So people can understand that. I guess let's go over that, but then we'll talk about what visual aids you have.
Sure. A couple of main ways. The Destination Aggieland app. It's been downloaded more than 20,000 times. I'm not sure about the exact number. I quit asking. But that's a good way. We've uploaded new maps. We've uploaded new strategies. And all of that works whether you have cell service or not. You know, we've had some people say, well, who is the dumb Aggie? I think that's a contradiction in terms. Who is a dumb Aggie who came up with this idea to use cell phones? Well, it all loads into your phone because we knew that you wouldn't have cell service. The other place is gameday.12thman.com. The athletics department has really been stepped up and has centralized a lot of the information that used to be on 7 or 8 different websites, so you can get to the parking information, the shuttle information, the traffic information. Mm-hmm. A couple of the big things that we've seen from the first couple of games that I think we're trying to alert people to is the Welborn Road Contra Flow seems to be working really well. We've had a little bit of shakeout, but the city crews are setting that up really quickly. Mm-hmm. The officers are getting used to operating the intersections, and we think that's flowing really well. The only problem we've had is down when you get to Holloman, you take a right and you go down towards 2818 through mm-hmm. through that giant apartment area down there. Holloman is backing up into Welborn. The only problem we've had is Holloman stacking up into Welborn. So the right lane becomes basically a right turn only lane. The other three lanes flow fine all the way down to Rockbury Road. We've noticed we've had people riding bicycles and walking down in there that a lot of people are turning right, going down Holloman, going across 2818 to get to Quail Run or those apartments on the south side.
Right.
So we're suggesting just stay on Welborn Road down to Kane Road or Rock Prairie Road and sort of come in the back way.
Sure.
That keeps us from having to handle you a couple of different times.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other big bottleneck we have is there at Holloman in 2018.
Because people want to be moving. They
think they want to get somewhere faster.
Right.
They've sort of been programmed Monday through Friday. I think they go down, they take a ride at Holloman, they go across 2018, they get home. We've got a much better route for them, particularly this week, because we're going to put more time on 2818. It's going to be more like 3 minutes of green on 2818 and 1 minute of green on Holloman. That's going to stack Holloman up even farther. And there's probably going to be some times where we have to just put a barricade across Holloman and just wave everybody south.
Sure.
You can go down to 2818, make a left, get on 2818 and come back north to get to those apartment areas, or like I said, just continue on Welborn Road. You know, we are like a big metro suburb 6 or 8 or 10 times a year, and mm-hmm. folks in those places know their alternate routes. You know, they don't just stick on the one route. I think that's kind of what we're trying to help our fan base understand.
Well, and because it's my radio show, I got stuck in the garage for an hour, didn't move, turned my engine off, just sat there, and it was, you know, but I didn't get home until 20 till 1.
Yeah.
And so why did I stay so long in the West Side garage, and what are we doing about that?
Yeah. Ordinarily, I would say I personally knew your license plate number, and I wanted to make you sit, but there were a lot of your friends and colleagues that also sat. We had a communication problem that was my fault. I didn't anticipate the problems that we were creating by having the Welborn Road Contra Flow. The problem is everybody wants to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
So the officers in the intersection were faced with a whole lot more traffic coming southbound than they had ever seen before.
Sure.
So they're looking up at Welborn Road, traffic's going all the way back to University Drive. They're looking towards the garage, and traffic's just a block long. well, geez, let's bring some more time onto Welborn Road because we only got a block worth of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to see the five stories of parking in the garage that if you laid it out would probably stretch to Caldwell.
Sure.
So we've done a couple of things. One, we've taken the south exits, and rather than trying to get them to the Welborn Road contraflow, we're going to send them down to Bush and out to 2018, where, again, we think we've fixed the we will have made that bottleneck at Holloman better. So if you're headed, if you're on the third floor headed towards the rec center, you're going to go out towards the rec center. That's a good rule of thumb.
Okay.
Whatever direction you're headed on three is where you're going to go on one. If you're going north, we're going to take you out to Welborn Road and mm-hmm. allow you to go north or south there.
Okay.
The different thing we're going to do is to try to organize the traffic leaving the garage so that we're making the best use of the time. If you have ever been out that north side, you know you got to make essentially three 90-degree turns to get out of the garage. Traffic is exiting about 4.5 or 5 seconds a car. We can handle traffic at 2 or 2.5 seconds a car down at the intersection. So really what we need is a big line of cars to then push out when we get green time. So what we're going to do is load up that first exit driveway. When that gets full, that's about 8 cars, two four-car lines. We're going to send people down to the northwest exit, and create a line of cars that goes out that exit and back down Kimbrough towards Welborn Road. So you get sort of a loop effect.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when we're going to let the pedestrians cross for about 30 seconds. When we stop them, now we've got a long line of cars that we can first push out the driveway that's closest to Welborn Road and then follow it up with another group of cars. That's going to be kind of counterintuitive for folks. They're going to think, well, the exit's right there.
Why am I not going that yet?
The problem, as you referred to, is we need to keep the cars moving.
Yeah.
So if we can get you to use up all the extra space that we have inside that garage, we think we
can. Well, and actually, I thought the mindset of people as we sat in that garage was really pretty good because the temperature is all right and all that, but it was getting late. But yeah. People want to move. And
absolutely.
Again, I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Well, if you think about that garage, there's 10 aisles. Two of them go up, two of them go down, and six of them don't change levels. So we're really trying to empty a 10-aisle parking garage with two ramps.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's again, and it's a work in progress, and I think if people will remember that and know that you know you're trying to move forward in this thing, you know, as best you can. It's just it's a matter of we're learning each time there's a home game, and there's new challenges the next day,
we
right?
We appreciate everybody's patience, and I assure you we are not trying to mess this up.
Tim Lomax in this morning, and again, tell them the app, the place to get the app if
Destination
they need to.
Destination Aggieland is right. The app name. You can get it on the Android or the App Store.
All right, thanks for the time.
You bet.